A Juneau man made his initial court appearance in the alleged stabbing assault of a 37-year-old woman. He is facing an attempted murder charge and two felony assault charges after allegedly attacking the woman with a pocket knife and punching her sister. 26-year-old Brent Sanders was in Juneau District Court for a first felony appearance on Wednesday afternoon to face a single charge of attempted murder and two charges of felony assault. Sanders appeared in court shackled to other inmates and wearing a standard prison orange shirt and pants. He was arrested Wednesday in the assault of 37-year-old woman Rochelle Stevens and another woman, Stevens' sister, according to District Attorney James Scott. Sanders had been in custody in Lemon Creek Correctional Center since early Tuesday morning. Police were called to the 9100 block of Cinema Drive in Mendenhall Valley, where they found Stevens with multiple stab wounds and a knife sticking out of her head. Juneau Police Spokesman Lieutenant David Campbell said the knife was a folding pocket knife.
She was talking in conscience and was able to provide us some statements, even though she had a knife sticking out of the side of her head.
Campbell says he couldn't guess on the length of the blade.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my 22 years and never seen that before.
According to police statements and court documents, Sanders was assaulting Stevens, allegedly stabbing her in the back multiple times. Scott called Sanders a profound threat to the community and noted that no one really sets out to attempt to kill someone. They usually just plan to kill them, he says. Stevens' sister attempted to intervene and Sanders punched her in the face. The woman told Officer Lee Phelps that she suffered a broken jaw in two places. Phelps says the approximately 4-inch knife blade was lodged in Stevens' temple. If Sanders is convicted of the charge of attempted murder, he could be sentenced to serve 20 years in prison and be fined $250,000. He could also be sentenced to 10 years in prison and be fined $100,000 for each assault charge. Scott read through a list of previous charges filed against Sanders since 2011. Those charges include interfering with the duties of a police officer, criminal mischief, 3 charges of disorderly conduct, and 5 charges of assault, including 2 for which Sanders is still on probation or parole. In court, various indistinguishable tattoos were visible on Sanders' right arm. The tail of a comet or streaming tears were tattooed out of the corner of his right eye, and a claw mark or tribal tattoo started on his left lower forehead and ran down over his left eye to his upper cheek. Judge Thomas Knave set bail at $100,000 cash, appointed a public defender to represent Sanders, and tentatively scheduled his next appearance in Juneau District Court for February 9th. However, it's possible that the grand jury could hand up an indictment in the case, and Sanders' next appearance could then be in Juneau Superior Court. Anchorage's Alaska Native Medical Center confirmed that Rochelle Stevens was in surgery Tuesday afternoon. ANMC spokeswoman Michelle Weston said Stevens was in fair condition Wednesday morning. According to an initial police news release, drugs and alcohol appear to be contributing factors. With help from Matt Miller, reporting in Juneau, I'm Trip J. Krause. Family friend Emily Carrillo set up a GoFundMe page for Rochelle Stevens. You can find the link at ktoo.org.